This episode comes with a trigger warning about sexual violence, including rape and sexual assault. Listener discretion is advised. Hey, what's up there, Scribe Tribe? Skylar here with you today. Rob and Mike can't make it today, so we're going to do a quick bottle episode this week. Hope you don't mind you being stuck with me here. But you know, I know I'm your favorite. I know I'm your favorite member of the Tribe Scribe. It's okay. We don't got to tell nobody. We don't got to tell Mike. We ain't got to tell Rob. We ain't got to hurt their little feelings. It's just you and me, okay? It's just y'all and me. Ain't that right? I don't know why I'm talking like that. It's kind of weird. Anyway, let's get into, I guess, super, super quick. Today, what I want to talk to you about is really more all news focused at this point. Super duper, super duper quick Hollywood news going on in the industry right now. Hollywood is still Hollywood, so it's a lot of changes and upheaval. But you know, it is what it is. Some big news we have is John Krasinski's new movie If is apparently tracking at about $40+ million. So congratulations to him and that entire team. For those that don't know, tracking, that just means that they're anticipating that the movie's going to make like 40 mil. So pretty good. Pretty good. Good stuff. Good stuff. Other stuff, Law and Order Law and Order Organized Crime is season 5 is moving over to Peacock. So I guess it's going away from NBC, the channel, over to NBC streaming service Peacock. Let us know if y'all have Peacock. How do y'all feel about all these streaming services? Because like me personally, I feel like it's a lot. Like it's a lot. Like it's a lot. But it is what it is, right? But for local LA news, we have here, it says the Abbey nightclub in West Hollywood has been sold for $27 million, according to the Hollywood Reporter. It says here, the Abbey nightclub is like a staple in WeHo. It's a gay club, popular gay club. It says, according to Hollywood Reporter, entrepreneur Tristan Schoolcraft, apologies if I mispronounced that name, has agreed to buy the nightclub from an investment banker named David Cooley. This happened, I guess, in November 2023. It says the Abbey food and bar and its sister location, the Chapel at the Abbey in WeHo, I get my soul for $27 million. I don't really know how that's going to impact the WeHo scene or, what's going to happen there. But, you know, it'd be curious to see what happens. Although it does say in this report that Schoolcraft, again, apologies if I'm mispronouncing your name, has planned to keep the restaurant and the nightclub open. He did share in a statement back in November that, quote, I'm excited to build on the legacy that David Cooley created over the last 33 years at the Abbey. David built a small coffee shop on an unknown side street into one of the most famous gay bars in the country, if not the world. This is both an honor, he continues, this is both an honor and a significant responsibility. I plan to respect and honor the Abbey's hosting while bringing new ideas that reflect our evolving LGBTQ+ community and my personal approaches to hospitality. We're not just maintaining a legacy business and an international landmark. We're adding to the future of the LGBTQ+ nightlife. All right. Well, good for them. Glad it's going to work out and stick around, because that is a staple over in WeHo. But anyway, okay. So let's get to the meat of what we want to talk about. What I want to talk about this episode, and it's not some great happy stuff. So if trigger warning, sexual violence, that type of stuff, I probably should have said that at the beginning of the podcast. But yeah, so we're going to be talking about Harvey Weinstein. So, If that isn't your bag, I totally understand. This will be the time to tune out. All right. So Harvey Weinstein has had two of his rape convictions overturned by a New York appeals court. Now, what exactly does this mean and why did this happen? Well, apparently, so this is from 2020. The rape charges have been overturned by the state of New York Court of Appeals, which has ordered a new trial. So this is not like a case of like he's been found innocent or this is not anything like that. It's just he's going to get a new trial for those convictions. He was found guilty of rape in the third degree back in 2020, for sexually assaulting an actress in 2013. And then also it says here, according to a CBS News article, of committing a criminal sex act by forcing oral sex on a former production assistant back in 2006, Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison. For those that don't remember, Weinstein was like probably the biggest or one of the biggest dominoes to fall in what ultimately became known as the Me Too movement, a movement that was titled and branded and really started by Tarana Burke, who was an activist. And it wasn't even just about Hollywood people, it was about women in the workplace and women in general facing sexual violence. But it came to sort of take on a life of its own, especially particularly in the entertainment sector. The issue of how he was found innocent, or how he's, excuse me, correct myself, the issue of how Weinstein had his conviction overturned was that the court had found that the judge who had presided over the case had made an error by allowing the prosecutors to call witnesses whose accusations of other sexual assault, rape, and so on incidents of him. Okay, this is a very awkward topic to talk about. I apologize. Basically, what the court found was that the prosecutors had allowed witnesses to give their testimony about crimes that they had suffered by Weinstein, that Weinstein had committed to them. But those women were not part of the actual charges that Weinstein was actually being charged with, right? And so according to a 4-3 decision, that went against Weinstein's rights. So again, to recap, I guess what it is, if somebody, and I'm not a lawyer, okay, I just watch a lot of Law and Order and Law and Order SVU, okay, Mariska Hargitay, love you, but Dermot, what's that man's name? Chris Maloney, the one with the ass. I don't know. Anyway, bad joke. This is a very awkward topic. I also feel weird being on this by myself. But we wanted to give you guys a show for the week. Okay, so basically what it is if you have somebody that is charged with a crime, let's say your crime is stealing apples, right? You are being charged with stealing apples. You can have witnesses come, for the prosecution and defense that relate to the charges of the time you're being charged with stealing apples. So they say you stole apples on Tuesday. We can call witnesses to testify about you stealing them apples on Tuesday. What the court is saying that you cannot do is say that you can have witnesses coming in that say, oh, he stole apples from me 10 years ago, or, oh, he also stole oranges and apples from me 5 years ago, and bringing in all these people, because you're not being charged with stealing those apples and oranges from 10 years ago. You're not being charged with stealing those apples and oranges from 5 years ago. You're only being charged with stealing apples from this year, from what this incident. And so you can't have witnesses talking to that. I guess that, in this kind of a case, you can't have that, right? So prior, you can't have, like, according, I'm reading now from a CBS article, because prosecutors, quote, may not use, quote, prior convictions or proof of the prior commission of specific criminal, vicious, or immoral acts, unquote, to establish a person's criminality. So that's why he's being released. Yes, this is a technicality. I definitely feel for the victims, or I guess I don't know if I should say alleged victims now, I guess, because I don't. It's just bad all the way around. Now, what this overturning of the charges, again, this means he gets a new trial. This does not mean that he's off scot-free in New York. But he also was convicted of rape in California. And so those charges, for now, are sticking. Now, will an appeals court in California rule in a similar fashion? I don't know. There's a very real possibility that that could happen. You know, Harvey Weinstein's lawyer, Arthur Adala, said, quote, apologies if I mispronounce his name as well, but Adala said, quote, we knew Harvey Weinstein did not get a fair trial. There are some people who are unpopular in society, but we still have to apply the law fairly. Manhattan prosecutors, however, say that they are most definitely going to retry Weinstein. Quote, for this from the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, quote, we will do everything in our power to retry this case and remain steadfast in our commitment to survivors of sexual assault. Yeah, so, you know, I guess now we just have to wait and see. Harvey Weinstein is still in prison at the moment. I think he's going to be transferred to a California prison now because that's the only charges right now that are sticking, at least for the moment. But yeah, what do you guys think of this this turn of events in the Harvey Weinstein story? It's just sad all the way around. On the one hand, I understand the legal reasoning behind it. Not sure how I feel about how much I agree or disagree with it, but I understand the reasoning of it. But, you know, real quick, I just want to say we have a quote here from Tarana Burke, the founder of the Me Too movement. She said, quote, I'm disappointed. I'm angry. I'm sad because no matter what work we do, they still keep getting it wrong. So, yeah. But again, Weinstein's, he's not going to be freed anytime soon. He also faces a separate 16-year prison term that had been imposed on him, like I said, for the California case. In that case, he was convicted of the 2013 rape of an actress at a L.A. hotel, Los Angeles hotel. As for now, at least, that conviction still stands. All right, Scribe Tribe, this is a short and breezy one. But yeah, feel free to follow us on social media. You can follow Mike at I Have to Win on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow Rob on Twitter at Rob the Music Man. That's Rob D-A Music Man. And you can follow him on Instagram at Dr. Phil Good. That's Dr. P-H-I-L Good. Like, you know, Dr. Feel Good, Dr. Phil Good. And you can follow me on Twitter. And yeah, you can follow me on Twitter on Skylar the Writer. He'll be called Twitter over here. We don't call it X. Follow me at Skylar the Writer. And you can also follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Skylar the Writer. That's Skylar D-A Writer. I feel so bad. I almost forgot Spill. You can follow Mike and I both on Spill. I don't know, remember if Rob is on Spill or not, but Mike is also on Spill at I Have to Win. I'm on Spill as Skylar the Writer, T-H-E the Writer. And you could also, of course, as always, follow the show. If you have any thoughts, questions, show ideas, topic ideas, you want to be a guest, anything like that, feel free to give us an email. You can email us at scribetribepodcast@gmail.com. Again, our email is scribetribepodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on the socials on Twitter. We are at scribetribepod. Again, on Twitter, we are at scribetribepod, P-O-D. And you can follow us on Instagram at Scribe Tribe Podcast. All right, folks, don't forget to share, like, subscribe, all of that good stuff. You know, we're growing the channel. I also have a YouTube. It's called Write and Ramble. So follow me on YouTube as well. That's where I talk about entertainment stuff. But from a writer's perspective, that's why my brain is like, follow the channel, because I'm thinking about YouTube right now. But share, like, subscribe to this podcast. Follow this podcast. We're on all major podcast platforms. And yeah, until next time, Scrap Tribe. Peace. Have a good rest of your week and happy writing. Oh, last but not least, if you are planning on doing the fellowship, the CBS Writers Fellowship or Paramount Writers Fellowship is the first diversity fellowship. You have until May 1st. Go ahead and Google that. Check out the deadline and all the application requirements. But May 1st, it's coming up. So that's the Paramount Writers Fellowship. That's a good fellowship. Helps you get into the industry, break into the industry. And I believe, I don't know if they're still doing this, but in the past, they would help staff you on a CBS show and they would pay your salary for that year. So check that out if you're interested in a really great fellowship opportunity. All right. Until next time, Scrap Tribe.
Peace.